Another Monday, another edition of Washington Are United. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU. Each week on Washington Are United, we utilize our partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County to explore issues of equity, access, and opportunity in our community. And you know, it's right around the corner, Tax Day, April 15th. Some of you already have your taxes done, but there are plenty who don't and don't have the finances to have them done professionally. That's where the VITA program comes in. It stands for Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. And with us today is VITA program manager Emma Roeder. And thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Happy to be here.
The program is exactly what it says it is. Volunteers assisting a good number of our local folks prepare taxes. How many volunteers are involved in the program at this point?
Yeah, so traditionally, in a normal year, we would have about 80 to 90. With the pandemic, we have had to really cut it back just to have a very small core group. So we have around 40 for this season.
Totally understandable. So that takes us back to last year. It was interesting because just about a month before tax day, we went into shutdown mode in Michigan because of COVID-19. Did that adversely impact the program and those it serves at that time?
It was a real challenge. We canceled a little over 300 appointments. It took us a while to get a virtual program set up and get back up on our feet. After that, we were able to serve about 160 additional people, but we did serve a few less clients last year than we did in a regular full tax season.
Well, we remain in a pandemic and volunteers under half of what it was last year. How many people do you anticipate you'll be able to help this year?
Well, the great thing is our volunteers have made an extra commitment this year, so they have agreed that even though there's fewer of them, they're all really engaged and they really believe in what we do, and so they're all willing to do more than they normally would, which has been an incredible gift. So we're hoping to do about the same amount we did last year. It might be a few less, but I think we're going to do as many as we can. I think it's going to be pretty good.
There are definitive figures that we can take a look at and show that this is a program that is returning money to the community, right?
Yes. And when you look at the average cost someone pays to get their taxes done, it's a little over $260 for a family, and we know a lot of families don't have that. So right away, we're saving them the tax prep fees. But last year, we brought back over $1 million to people in our community in refunds and credits. So that's really significant for them as far as their financial stability.
Yeah, and a lot of that money ends up back in the community, and that is also of benefit. Now, I assume this year everything has to be done virtually, right?
Yeah, so we kind of set up two options this year. The one thing we're finding is a lot of our community members, and I think we're seeing this across the board, don't have access to technology. They don't have a computer. They don't have a scanner.
Right.
They can't send us their tax documents. And so we have a lot of people who are sending everything to us over their computer using our secure virtual program. But we have also, along with the help of a lot of our partner agencies, opened up drop-off sites where they can come scan in their documents really quick with our help. And then they leave and we prepare the return and they come back to sign it later. So we're trying to meet the needs of everyone, even if they don't have that tech access.
Washington All United continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking tax assistance with Emma Roeder. Emma is program manager for the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. Tax laws change every year, Emma. How do I know my volunteer is up to date?
Yeah, so all of our volunteers go through an IRS certification program. So VITA is a national program, and for anybody to volunteer, they're required to pass a tax exam set up by the IRS. We all get recertified every single year, and that makes sure that we're up to date with any changes in the tax law.
As we've mentioned, 2020 was a year like no other. Have stimulus checks and changes in unemployment benefits impacted how tax forms need to be filled out this year?
The filling out really stays the same, but I think the change is that it's a lot of people who aren't used to those forms. So a lot of people with unemployment that have never had it before. And so it's just people learning, you know, looking for different forms in the mail or knowing that they're maybe going to be eligible for different credits, things like that.
If I come to VITA for assistance, what do I need to have ready to go through the process, whether at one of the drop-off stations or through the computer submission?
For everybody who does taxes with us, the program is specifically set up with the IRS, so we have to have a photo ID and a Social Security card for everybody. And then what you do is you kind of work through a intake questionnaire that we have. And pretty much every time you answer yes, it will tell you what document goes with that. So, for example, did you work a job last year? If you say yes, it's going to say, please upload your W-2. So we're really looking for documents based on what happened to you in the last year. And so it's very much step by step, figuring out what happened and then telling you which documents would be connected with that. So your W-2s, if you're unemployed, a 1099-G, your Social Security statements, any of those government forms that, you know, get mailed to your house at the start of the year with all those little boxes everywhere.
You know, a lot of folks do their own taxes, some because they choose to, others because, as we've mentioned, they can't do it because of finances or other barriers. Have you found that there is a difference in the amount of money in tax returns when VITA preparers get the taxes done for you?
So there are some credits that people maybe don't know about or don't realize that they're eligible for. And since our volunteers have the training, we help people with that. One of the big ones in Michigan is the Homestead Property Tax Credit. It's a very misleading name because it sounds like you need to have a homestead, but it's eligible. Anybody who has an apartment, who's renting, who's a homeowner in a mobile home or a cooperative housing unit is eligible for the credit. And so we find a lot of people never even fill out that section when they do their own taxes, just because they don't know it's for them. So we get stuff like that.
Let me ask you this. Are the services guaranteed? I mean, if I file and in 3 months later, our friendly IRS agents give me a call to schedule an audit, does the program stand by me and with me?
So taxpayers are responsible for what is on their return. If we find that it's a mistake we made, of course, we are able to make an amended return, file it, help you take care of that. If the taxpayer forgot to tell us something and it didn't get included on the return, you know, we can help with that. But to some extent, you know, it's also their responsibility to make sure they're telling us everything we need to know.
89.1 WEMU's Washington All United continues with Emma Roeder from the VITA program. Sometimes, you know, Emma, we get bogged down with the nuts and bolts of a program or with facts and figures about a program, but I'm always fascinated by the opportunity of relationships. Do you find that volunteer preparers sometimes get called upon by the same people year after year and it becomes something more than just a tax preparation service?
You know, that's one of the things I really love about the program. We see that people who have used VITA year after year are much less stressed about their taxes. It's not something that, you know, makes them anxious every year, that they're worried about getting done correctly. They come in and they're happy and they're excited to see us. And a lot of them will ask me, you know, where's this volunteer? Where's that volunteer? I remember this person from last year. And they're really excited to connect with the same people year after year. You know, it's wonderful to see the connection that's created and to see, you know, our community members working together to do something like tax prep that can be really stressful.
I love hearing stories like that. Who actually qualifies in Washtenaw County to use VITA services?
So people who are eligible for VITA are families and individuals with an income under $57,000 for the year, as well as people who are disabled and those who have English as a second language.
Because of the kind of increased efficiency that is possible with working remotely, do you think that will become a more permanent part of the program?
I don't know. It's something that I have kind of chatted about with my volunteers. We haven't come to any conclusion yet because there are definite benefits as far as them, but I think they really miss seeing our clients as well, and they miss working with them and the camaraderie of coming into a clinic and all working together and getting to chat and check in. So it might become part of our program. I know it will never become the full program just because of, you know, because of that and how many people we serve who it just doesn't work for them.
Well, you know what? We've just spent a good 10 minutes together happily talking about taxes. There's some irony in there somewhere.
It's really not as bad as people think.
Well, I really appreciate your time today, Emma. Much appreciated on behalf of a grateful community. Thanks to all the volunteers who are working so hard and putting in extra this year to make it possible.
Yeah, they've been great to work with.
That is Emma Roeder, Program Manager for the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program in Washtenaw County, and our guest on Washtenaw United. For more information on the VITA program and to access the Washtenaw United Archive, visit our website at WEMU.org. Washtenaw United is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County, and you hear it every Monday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.